NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Understand what people may say. They believe to think how we think is far from okay. But I believe it's never okay to abandon your dreams. And it just so happens that our dream is to lift up a holy king. See, this is my life, my choice, and I choose to lift up my hands. And please don't be alarmed if when the music comes on, I begin to dance. And run across the room until I can barely catch my breath. And fall on the floor because I gave it all and have nothing left. See, I'm going to worship until I pass out. See, I can't do worship. Shackles and being set free. See, I may look like money, but you don't know what I've been through. And I'm still going through some of it, so dancing is something that I gotta do. See, Jesus was the only one that saved my soul. He took a chance on this broken-hearted man, grabbed my hand, and he made me whole.
Made me whole, so I'm gonna work. Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to NFI Radio Gospel Network, bringing you all your gospel music that you love to hear. This is your new friend and your host, the traveling preacher, here with you Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on NFI Radio Gospel Network. So sit back, relax your mind, and enjoy the ride as we give God some of our listening time. I promise you, you won't regret it, and you surely will not forget it.
place. That's my shield. As long as I've got Jesus, I want you to tell me who.
Hey, listening fans, I hope you are enjoying this great gospel music on this Monday morning. It is 8:15, 15 minutes, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sit back, continue to relax. We have more gospel hits for you right now.
Jesus, oh Lord, I've done. while. I done got tired. If you don't mind, you see, I won't get out. Why don't we sign and talk to you right now? You told me to sing, and I done that too. You told me to pray.
are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Anointed.
Make some noise, make some noise, make some noise! Everybody, come on! Find yourself some place and dance with the Lord. Don't say, I will say, nothing. This passion in my soul. Let's sing it again. It says, I will dance, I will sing. Come on, everybody.
Give him glory. I come to lift my voice. I come to lift my voice.
Still washing over me. Oh, in my right mind. Brand new mercy came right on time. Claim it right now, victory is mine. Hand me a stick so I can draw the line. I can't let it bring me down. I can't let you turn me around. Cause I've got God on my side and I. Well, I've got God on my side and I. I've been giving, I've been serving, I've been praising, I've got God on my side and I. Well, I've come too far for a stop sign, holding on cause Jesus is mine, holding on cause Jesus is mine, waiting on God to blow my mind, 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 I can't let it bring me down. No, I can't. Well, I've got God on my side and I.
Every day, every man, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I Thank you. don't have to talk
the way I used to talk.
If anybody asks
what happened to me,
just tell them I'm free.
Power
in Jesus' name.
everyone that's waiting for better days ahead. Tired and frustrated and leaving words unsaid. Please don't hold your breath. Just breathe. It's a miracle we can breathe. There's power in the way that we breathe. Release your heavy burdens and let everything that has breath praise the Lord. This is why we have breath.
You feel if I have breath, I'm gonna praise the Lord.
Yes, God bless you, God bless you. This is Apostle Prophet William Lee. Yes, I'm on my way back to the great city of Durham, North Carolina, November the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, 2023, 7 p.m. nightly, Bethany United Methodist Church. Reverend Lisa Reynolds is the pastor, 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina. Host Apostles Monica and LaMotta McCullough. All roads lead to 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina. Come expecting a miracle. Come expecting to be delivered. Come expecting to be healed. Jeremiah 38 declares, for it shall come to pass, in that day saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck and will burst thy bonds. Come expecting something supernatural. Come expecting to hear from God. Each one bring one. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Again, all roads lead to 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina, November the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, 2023, 7 p.m. night.
to worship. Come on, there'll be moments like this all night long. Don't wait on nothing else. If you have a worship in your spirit, just release it out of your mouth. Somebody do it. Guess what? Because he didn't have to accept you. Sometimes we get just too familiar with the presence of God. And we ought to just take a thought back about a year ago where I was way out of your will. But I thank you for accepting me. When a lot of people turn their backs on me, I thank you for receiving me. I love this place. Here in one place. You say, I love this place. Every hand lifted now, tell us. Thank you for accepting me. Last time. Thank you for receiving me.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Praise the Lord. I'm Warren Lumpkin, and I'm going to be leading in us in a national prayer for our nation. Father God, we come before your throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We ask that you would strengthen your people with mighty power inwardly by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling our innermost being and personalities. May Jesus Christ actually dwell in the hearts of your people. May he abide in us. May Jesus make his permanent home in our hearts. Let your people be rooted in love. Let the foundation of every ministry worldwide be rooted in love, and the foundation be securely in the love of Jesus Christ that far surpasses mere knowledge. Let your people be filled throughout their entire being with the fullness of God and possess the rich measure, the richest possible measure of your divine presence. May we be wholly filled and flooded with God himself. May you give us life and energy with all power by your spirit, that we would have endurance and patience and perseverance and forbearance with joy. God, please continue the work that you began in us. Oh, God, bring it to a full completion. Cause the thoughts of your people to agree with your will. Make we need that we may carry out your will. Work in us to accomplish what is pleasing in your sight. Father, we come to you in behalf of the United States of America. Lord, you are our Lord and our Savior. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will keep America under the shadow of your wings, that we will continually abide under the shadow of the Almighty because of the people in this nation who are righteous, who pray to you day and night. Hear the prayers and petitions of your people, God, and have mercy on our nation. I pray for the president of this nation, all the executive branches, and all the members of Congress and the Senate, and all the leadership of all local, state, and federal agencies, all the commissioners and governors of this nation. I ask that you would guide and direct the leadership of this nation in every way, Lord God. Cause the thoughts of each one of these people to agree with the will of God. Lord, I thank you for your protectiveness over our nation. You have shielded us from harm and danger. I thank you, Lord, And that you hear our prayers and our requests of all the people who cry out to you day and night on behalf of our nation. You have kept us safe, Lord God. You have foiled the plans of the nations who come against us. You thwarted the purposes of the peoples, but your plan stands firm forever. What you have intended and what you have ordained for this nation will come to pass as you have desired it, Lord. We pray right now for your will to be done in our nation, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you would ensure the safety of your people and keep our nation from harm's way. Oh God, provide protection, oh God, from the plans of destruction that have been plotted against us. I pray, Father, that you would extend a hand of protection against all the destructive forces of terrorism against your people and this nation. I pray that you will protect our nation from evil attacks and terrorism and stop the evil aggression and terrorist attempts to bring destruction against our nation. Pray that you would give wisdom and discernment to those who provide protection for your people, God. Oh, Lord, raise up these men and women and instruct them and teach them, Lord God, that they would be alert, Lord God, and foil the plans of the enemy who come against our nation. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, for our nation, Lord God, that you will provide insight to all the international and local authorities of our nation to act swiftly, oh, God, and to avert all danger, and that anything that will come against all the American people and our properties, Lord God. Guide the authorities of this nation and that they would seek to eradicate terrorists and enable military forces of this nation to become swift and powerful and accurate in any action against any evil attacks against this nation. And Father, I pray that you would loose your mighty warring angels, your guardian angels, to expose and destroy the potential dangers that's planned against America. I ask you, Lord, to continue to bless and strengthen this nation. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge, our stronghold in times of trouble. So, Lord, I pray that you would never take your hand off of America, and that your people will dwell safely in this land and prosper abundantly according to your will. I submit this to your hand. Lord, I give you praise and thank you, oh God, for your protection that you've provided for us so far. God, I pray that you would not allow anyone who is hostile toward Israel to be elected into office. But I pray, Lord God, that you will continually guide our president, that he will understand the importance of being allies with Israel, Lord, that you would not allow anyone to come into office who is hostile towards the nation of Israel, but it's because of the favor we have shown them that you have shown to our nation. We know, Lord God, that those who bless your people will be blessed, and those who curse your people will be cursed. We pray that nobody will come into office, Lord God, who will be hostile towards the nation of Israel, God. Lord, we pray for the members of our armed forces, oh God, and we pray that you would just keep them, Lord God, oh God, and that you, Lord God, would give them peace in their hearts, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our president, Lord God. We pray that he would realize his own personal need, oh God, for your protection and for your guidance, Lord God, that he would see his inadequacy, and that he would be dependent on you for wisdom and knowledge and courage to do what he knows is right. We pray, Lord, that he will reject all evil counsel, God. And we pray for all the cabinet members and the people who counsel him, that they would be filled with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God, and that would give him sound and intelligent and righteous counsel. Lord God, I pray that there would be no one in the ear of our president, God, who would be corrupt, Lord God. But we pray for righteous people, God, to be in office and to be surrounding and all his cabinet members, oh God, to be upright people, Lord God, and that he would do nothing to violate his conscience. And that, Lord, we pray that we come against all humanism and all the evil, God, that is against you, your laws and your decrees, God, that these men would act according to your will. Oh, Lord God, We pray that you would help him to rely on prayer and the word of God for his source of strength and courage and wisdom for making decisions, Lord. Heavenly Father, please restore dignity and honor and trustworthiness and righteousness to the office of the presidency of the United States of America, oh God, so that they would be an example to all people, God. Lord, please, God, and let him listen with his heart and soul to those you have appointed to know the truth concerning the land of Israel. Lord, that those who are in cabinet members would understand and know that you, O God, promised the land of Palestine to Israel, O God, and that you have set the boundaries and the border lines. Please help the President of the United States to understand these things, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, we just pray for our nations and our school systems and our teachers and all the people who serve in public and office. God, we just pray that you would just continually guide them. And we just give this into your hands, Father. And we just give you all the praise, Lord. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence. To him who has the power to establish, strengthen, and settle us and make us what we ought to be and to equip us with what we need to carry out his will while you work in us, Father, to accomplish what is pleasing in your sight through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, to whom be all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
The pressures of life seems to weigh you down. And you don't know which way to turn. God is concerned. And he's working it out for you. The child that's on cocaine, through prayer he can change. That marriage that's on the verge of breaking up. Although sometimes you have to walk alone. Now you ask yourself, is there a word from the Lord or from the Lord? You need a blessing, and you need it right away. God is concerned, and he's working it out. Working it out for you. I'm
too big for you yet to have.
When I reach the edge of my bravery, I'll still be singing at the banks of an unparted sea. Sometimes the only way through it is a hallelujah.
The only way through it is a hallelujah.
Sometimes the only thing to do is just to give it to ya.
The only thing to do is just to give it to ya.
And though my troubles shake me, I know they will never move ya. Sometimes the only way through it is a hallelujah. That's why I say hallelujah. Every one step forward, it got me 5 steps back. And I cried, I called, God knows I prayed. But most days faith is climbing up a mountain that stays. That's why the only way through it is a hallelujah. Tell you how small they are.
That's the thing about praise.
That's the thing about praise. It won't always move the mountain, but it's good for the heart.
That's the thing about praise.
That's the thing about praise. You'll never know what it's gonna change, but it'll always leave a mark. That's the thing about praise. That's the thing about praise. Yeah, my seawall start falling, or it might just change my heart. That's the thing about praise. That's the thing about praise. That's the thing about praise. That's the thing about praise.
God bless you, God bless you, this is Apostle Prophet William Lee. Yes, I'm on my way back to the great city of Durham, North Carolina, November the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, 2023, 7 p.m. nightly, Bethany United Methodist Church, Reverend Lisa Reynolds is the pastor, 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina, host Apostles Monica and LaMotta McCullough. All roads lead to 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina. Come expecting a miracle, come expecting to be delivered, come expecting to be healed. Jeremiah 38 declares, for it could come to pass, in that day said the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck and will burst thy bonds. Come expecting something supernatural. Come expecting to hear from God. Each one bring one. Don't meet me there, beat me there. Again, all roads lead to 2809 Guest Road in the great city of Durham, North Carolina, November the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th, 2023, 7 p.m. night.
Come on and clap your hands. We're going over to the promised land right now. Stella, Stella Award winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yo. Hold up. Wait just a minute.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Get the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you because, yes, the Word of God say that he is the same yesterday, today and forevermore, and I tell God thank you for being the Almighty God that never ever changes. He is holy. He is the righteous God. He is the God that was in the beginning. I thank God for his Holy Ghost power that was in the beginning. I thank God for his Holy Ghost power that rests, rule, and abide. I tell God thank you. I thank God for the opportunity to come back one more time to teach his word, to be obedient unto God. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus, the one that went on the cross for us, and he went in the grave, but I tell God thank you that he didn't stay there, that he rose on the third day, and he came that we might be redeemed back to the Father, that we might have the right to eternal life. And I tell God thank you. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Ghost power. Father God, I thank you for being the God that is everything that we need. I thank you for being our healer. I thank you for being the deliverer. I thank you for being the miracle worker. Father God, I thank you for being the God that looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. Father God, I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for delivering us from sin in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for how you watched over us, dear God, and you allowed us to wake up this morning, God, and I tell you thank you, God. Father God, I thank you for encamping your angels round about us, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the God that we can cast all of our cares upon, God. Father God, I tell you thank you just for being God. Father God, I thank you for all things. Father God, I ask that you touch right now in the hospitals, God. Oh, Father God, lead and guide your doctors, God. Not according to their will, but according to your will and your way, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you bless in the rest homes, God, in the rehab centers, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you move, God, those that are incarcerated, God. Oh, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Give them your heart. Give them your mind in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, those that are homeless, God, encamp your angels round about them, God. Oh, Father God, cover them with your blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you thank you for all things, dear God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to move, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you just for being God. Touch our children, God, and their children's children, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I come against generational curses right now, God, and I ask you to break them, eat it, or by Sunday, or by sea, in your son Jesus' name, God. Oh, Father God, you move in the name of Jesus that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you touch your leaders in the house of God. Oh, Father God, continue to strengthen them, God, with your Holy Ghost power, God. I ask that you lead and guide them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let them do it your way, God. Order our steps, God, in the name of Jesus. Pour your word into us, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you. I glorify you, God. Oh, Father God, anything that the enemy sent out, I call it back in. Say, God, in your son Jesus' name, Satan, I rebuke you. Say, in the name of Jesus, the word of God said, no weapon formed shall prosper. And I tell you, thank you, God. Cover your people, God, with your Holy Ghost power in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Father God, I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you, God. Oh, Father God, thank you for being the forgiving God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, those that are compromising, God, you see, God, you know, God, you move according to your will and your way, God. In the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory. I bless you. I praise you, dear God. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Get it over, see God. I know that you see God. Yes, God. Oh, God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Again, I tell God, thank you, because we cannot thank him enough for all that he is doing. We can do nothing without God. And I tell God, thank you, that I got an understanding now. That I can't lean to my own understanding. I can't do it my way. But if I do it his way, he gets all of the glory. And I tell God, thank you for all things. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, excluding the third Tuesday night. And on the third Tuesday, we have noonday prayer, Christian Life. We invite you to come out and go in prayer with us. And after you pray, you can leave and or you can stay. But I encourage the disciples to go in the Word of God on third Tuesday, no matter where you are. Because, see, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. It's that Word that gives us strength. It's that word that leads and guides, and I tell God, thank you for all things. We thank God for our sister churches. We came together on Sunday at True Way Apostolic Ministries in Apex, and we thank God for our sister churches coming together. I tell God, thank you, because the word of God let us know that when we come together and we touch and agree, he'll be in the midst. But then we got to remember that everywhere Jesus went, Satan is present. So we have to stay prayed up and give God glory for all that he is doing. And we thank God for the opportunity to come on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And on first and third Tuesdays, Pastor Michael Austin have come on board with us to bring the word of God and to do what God said to do on the first and third Tuesday. We invite you to join us, that God gets all of the glory. And on second and fourth Tuesdays and Thursdays, yours truly is here. And I tell God, thank you, because, see, it's the word that we get our strength from. Food is fine, but the word of God gives us that spiritual strength that we need. But we ask you to join us. And Pastor Michael Austin is the pastor of Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church. And I tell God, thank you for the man of God. But do join us on Tuesday mornings at 9:30 to 10, and on Thursdays from 1 to 1:30. And like to put out there. We have two authors in our church that have penned books, and we ask you to buy one of those books. Evangelist Kathy Crudup just published her new book, Overcomer, by Your Testimony. And we ask you to go on Amazon and purchase that book. She had already penned Higher Heights Day Poems. I tell God, thank you, and Minister Margaret Watkins penned the book, My Moments with God. We invite you to purchase one of those books, that God get glory. And I know that would be a blessing to you. But we tell God thank you for all things. And we thank NFI Radio for this opportunity to come and teach his word and to give God glory for all that he is doing. I tell God thank you as we come back on today. Still going to be talking about what it means to trust in Jesus. And one thing that I do know, that if I trust Jesus, I got to trust God. If I trust God and Jesus, I'm going to trust the Holy Ghost, because they make one. And I tell God, thank you. I can't believe in Jesus and not believe in the Father and the Holy Ghost. They make one. And when we trust in God, we got to trust Jesus. We got to trust the Holy Ghost of God. And I tell God, thank you. When we trust, we depend on God. When we trust, we depend on Jesus, and we depend on the Holy Ghost of God. And we have confidence in them. We know that they are not liars, that they are the way, the truth, and the life. And I tell God, thank you. When we put our trust in Jesus, I tell God, thank you, that I believe him. Not some things, but I believe all that he say and does. When I believe and trust, did you know you can't trust God unless you believe who he is? And I tell God, thank you. To trust God, you got to believe him. You got to have faith in him. I tell God, thank you, that even though he came in human form, I thank God that he is my Savior. I thank God for all that he has done for us. I thank God that he died for our sins. Nobody else could do it. Only he could do it. And as we trust Jesus, as we trust God, and we trust the Holy Ghost, did you know that we commit and we dedicate ourselves to him? We give ourselves to him wholeheartedly. I tell God, thinking that I can only depend on him. When I trust in Jesus with my whole heart, when you trust in him, this is not a Sunday trust. It's not a Bible study trust, but this is an everyday of trust and believing in Jesus. I thank God for his son Jesus, that he went on the cross for us. And did you know that when we trust in Jesus, that we abide in his words? Not some of them, but all of them. When we trust him, you will obey him. Yes, you will. When you trust him, you're going to find that you grow in him. You become a new creature. You, the old man, is passed away, and you become brand new. I tell God, thank you, that when you trust in Jesus with your whole heart, that you lean and depend on him and his strength. We can't do it on our strength. If we look at Proverbs, the third chapter, verse 5, it said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. And I tell God, thank you, when we trust him with our whole heart, we're going to do things his way. We're going to be led and guided by him. When we trust in him, we're going to rely and depend on him. And when we lean not, we don't depend on ourselves, but we depend on God. And I tell God, thank you. We don't do what we want to do, but we do what the word of God says to do. When you trust in God, yes, there are days that our flesh may get weak. There are days that we may not know what to do, but that's when we go in prayer and talk to God. When we go in prayer, I'm so glad that Jesus knows what we are coming to him for, and he will do it his way. I tell God, thank you, that he understands that there are going to be days that we do get weak. There are going to be days that we struggle. But I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus, being our strength. If we look at Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, the word of God said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let me tell you something, baby. It's good to have a prayer life. And as we look at Paul, he instructs the people, that includes us, not to be anxious or to be worried. I tell God, thank you, that when we go in prayer and talk to our Heavenly Father, the word let us know that we can cast all of our cares upon him. When we go in prayer, that renews our trust in God. Yes, it does. When we go in prayer, it increases our faith in God. And I tell God, thank you for all that he is doing. When we go in prayer, did you know that you can cast all of your anxieties and your worries upon Jesus? Why? Because he cares for us. And I tell God, thank you. I find that when I go in prayer and talk to my Heavenly Father, he already knows why I'm coming to him. He already know why you are coming to him. And he tell us, be careful for nothing. And I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus, that when we go to him and lean and depend on him, our hearts will have his peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding. You ever had some issues, and when you go to God in prayer, that worry leaves, it dissipates. It's not there anymore. When you go in prayer, you find comfort in going to God. When you go in prayer, talking to your Heavenly Father, you find that he gives you his peace, because our peace don't work, but the peace of the true and living God will comfort. The peace of the true and living God will help to build your faith. What you're talking about, woman, when you trust God and you have his peace, you can cast all of your cares upon him. That means that you don't lean to your own understanding. You don't do it your way. I can't do it Gladys's way, but I got to do it the way that God say to do it. And as I go to him, thanking him for all that he has done and all that he has promised to do, and when I see him manifest his word and do what he said, my faith grows. I trust him even the more. When we trust in God, we can do what the word of God say to do. And when we have the peace of God, you ever been going through some trials and some tests? But as you go through those trials and those tests, you still have calmness in your life. you still can feel the presence of the true and living God. You don't act out of flesh, but you do it God's way. When you have his peace, flesh won't kick in, and I tell God, thank you. When you have the peace of God, that peace that passeth all understanding, you don't understand it, but you have peace and you have his comfort. I tell God, thank you, that you don't send your blood pressure sky high when you have his peace. You don't get angry and act in sin, but you still rejoice in the Lord and give him glory. And I tell God, thank you. When you have the peace of God, do you know he'll keep your hearts and your mind? Evil won't come in. You won't have evil thoughts in your mind. And you'll love with the love of God. Because remember, when we were yet sinners, God loved us. And he sent his son that we might have the right to eternal life. And I tell God, thank you. Listen to this. It said to trust in Jesus means to come to him and believe he has good and trustworthy plans for our lives, and for not just for today, but for our future. We can't worry about what's going to happen on tomorrow. But see, I know who holds tomorrow. And when I trust in Jesus with my whole heart, you trust in him with your whole heart, and you have his peace that passeth all understanding. I tell God, thank you for his peace. And when we have his peace, you're going to find that you love him with your whole heart. You're going to find that God's love will always be active in your life. You won't allow Satan to come in. Why? Because you trust God. Might not know what tomorrow is going to bring, but you know who holds tomorrow, who's in charge of all things. I tell God, thank you, that when we trust God, we can lay all of our troubles before him and tell him, not my will, but thine will be done. And I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. When we give God all of our troubles, he will work it out according to his will and his way. And when I see him move and do it his way, I trust him and I have more faith in him. When we give all of our cares unto him and he move and do it his way, and we see him moving, we can trust him with our whole hearts. When we trust him with our whole hearts, we grow in him. You don't stay stagnant. You don't stay small, but you grow in him. I tell God, thank you, that when you trust him, you're going to have some experiences that come, and those experiences will help you to grow in him. It will help you to trust him even the more. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 10, and the word of God say, who delivered us from so great of death, and doeth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. And I tell God, thank you. God, when he delivered us from our sins, I tell God, thank you, that he is the God that sees, and he will work things out in our lives according to his will, who delivered us from so great a death. Do you know there are times when God has his angels in camp round about us, and he allows the trials and the tests to come. But he deliver us. And when he deliver us, our trust in him will grow. Whom we trust. Because, see, we know that he's not going to do evil. But he is the holy God. He will do things according to his will and his way. And he will deliver us. He will help us when we go in prayer. Yes, he will. I tell God, thank you. There will be times that the only thing that we can say is Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. And when we go to him with our whole heart, trusting and having faith in him, yes, he will deliver us. And I tell God, thank you. Listen to this. It said, God allows trials to come in order that Christ might come near. And as we look unto him in faith, give us the grace to bring us to overcoming victory. I tell God, thank you. That he gives us victory. I tell God, thank you, that when we go to him, trusting and believing him, he will give us victory. And I tell God, thank you, when we trust him, we can't trust him if we don't have faith in him. We can't trust him if we don't believe him. When we trust Jesus, when we trust our Heavenly Father, when we trust the Holy Ghost, we've already said he pours out his Spirit on us that gives us his peace. And I tell God, thank you. And as we serve God and do what he say to do, and he brings us from point A to point B, C, D, and E, we grow in him. Our faith grows. If we look at Romans 8, verse 28, I tell God, thank you for the word. Because, see, babies, did y'all know in the word there is life? And I tell God, thank you, that he knows all things. Romans 8, verse 28 said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I tell God, thank you. He knows what he has in store for us, whether it be good or whether it be bad. He knows all things work together for good. Listen to this. It said God will bring good out of all afflictions, trials and persecutions and suffering. The good that God brings about is conforming us to the image of Christ, ultimately bringing about our glorification. And I tell God, thank him for his son Jesus. Listen to this. It said, all things do not include our sins and negligence. Did y'all know that? No one can excuse sin by maintaining that God will work it out for our good. So when you know the difference between right and wrong, you can't justify wrong when you know the right way. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus loving us so much that he came that we might have the right to eternal life. Listen, God wants us to do a work for him. And he will bring us through our trials and our tests. But when we know what's right, God expects us to do what's right. We can't put it on him and try to justify sin. You can't do it. And then when you say he know your heart, yeah, he does. And I'm so glad that he knows the heart of every man. You can't excuse sins, babies. And God will work things out. He will allow trials and tests to come. He will work it out according to his will and his way. Because he knows what purpose Do you know sometimes we have to go through in order to grow in God? Because when we see him bring us through, we grow in him, we trust him, we believe him, and we know that if he brought us through that, he will bring us through this. That's how we grow in him. And I tell God thank you for his son Jesus, to trust in Jesus. I have confidence in him. I know that he won't lead me astray. I know that he will keep me covered with his blood. And I tell God thank you. To trust in Jesus mean that my confidence is in him. When we trust in Jesus, we trust in the Father and in the Holy Ghost, because the three makes one. When we trust in Jesus, we purpose in our hearts that I won't go astray. And will the enemy come at you? Yes, he will. But the word of God let us know that we can't lean to our own understanding, that we got to trust God with our whole heart. When we trust God with our whole hearts, and there are going to be times that we are tired and get overburdened, but we can come unto Jesus and find rest. Yeah, you can. I ain't talking about physical rest, but that spiritual rest, babies. And I tell God thank you. Don't know what you are going through, but I know that you can cast all your cares upon him. And as you cast your cares upon him and you go in prayer talking to our Heavenly Father, I want to encourage you to stand on the word, to believe the word. Because if you don't believe, if you don't have faith in Jesus, you don't trust him. And all of our ways acknowledge God. I tell God thank you. As you have come on today, all you got to do is repent and turn from your wicked ways and ask God to forgive you, and he will. And from this day forward, continue to trust him. Continue to apply the word to your life. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer for
that shadow, a dry Yeah. Where you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me how to know your ways.
Can I take it again?
Where you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me to know your way. Whatever it takes, whenever you want, what moment you choose, whatever you plan, oh, my Lord, your will be done in me. So be my guide and be my light.
Hey!
Be my way, be my will. Oh, my Lord,
ha!
Please lay your...
Let me take it again.
So be my light and be my guide, be my way, be my way. Oh, my Lord, come later. My soul, Savior,
everybody,
my soul, say yeah,
my soul,
me, Lord. Send me, Lord. Say something to me. Tell me something. My soul is ready. My body's ready. My soul is ready.
Welcome back, welcome back. Here's Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlights. Let me ride.
And my heart ain't right.
Heart ain't right.
You said
you will join to prepare another home for me.
Home for me.
And I could be with you throughout eternity. Oh, sometimes we mourn fret and shed tears when our loved ones are going to get their crown. Lord, at that time, my heart will be fixed, my mind will be made up, my soul will be heaven bound. And oh, can I ride with you, Lord? Oh, so many of my loved ones got on that chariot. Reverend Julius Cheeks, I believe you swinging and shouting. Brother Willie Banks,
God is still in charge.
Pop Washington, you said. Frank Williams, I heard you said. Your grace and mercy. Daniel Starr, you said that God was going to separate the right from the wrong. Edwin McKinley, you told us in your last words.
We
in the sweet by and by, with the old chariot, going home,
ride home with the Lord,
to be with the Lord.
That's the sounds of Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlight out of Lake City, South Carolina. Welcome and thank you for catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. You're catching the wave. You better tell somebody. I know that's right.
Sometimes to bless them. I thank him for Calvary. Cause I know that he promised, if I stay like a tree, he will supply all my wants and my needs. Don't let me miss heaven, shooting for the stars. Help me to keep my feet on the ground while I chase my dreams so far.
From the studios here at Raleigh, North Carolina, feel free to give us a call, 347-215-8049. I'm your host, The Anointed One. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music. You're catching the wave. I love that.
Way I want to say it anyway. Lord, when I You want it? Well, you got it.
Come on, you want some of this?
You're in the mix with
the Anointed.
Through all my trials and tribulations, I learned to trust you and obey. I hope you don't mind if we said this right here.